Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's get to talk about it Tuesday again. We typically, obviously, do this on Tuesdays. Yesterday, our schedule was a little jam-packed at Twin Peaks in Davie. So we're going to do talk about it Tuesday on a Wednesday.
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder talk about it.
Pick three restaurants to eat at for the rest of your life.
Talk about it.
How often are you changing your toothbrush?
Talk about it.
Pecan or pecan?
Talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks South Florida.
Hear that bass, it's different. Hearing that bass on the other side. You know what I mean? It's just a little different. It's different. All right. Crowder, if you forget your phone at home, you get in your car, you drive away, how far would you have to be before you wouldn't go back for it? That was a question in a recent poll. Most people, their answer, the most popular answer was a max of 10 minutes away. So they'd be willing to devote 20 minutes total going back and forth, right? 10 minutes back and forth each way to get their phone and get back on the road. So I'll ask you that question. You forget your phone at home. How far away would you have to be before you decide, bleep it, I'm not going back for it?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
This is interesting. I've never actually thought about it. I've had to turn around before, but it's usually I'm the guy that I plug my phone in. Like, I always try to charge my phone in the car because I'm not the guy that, you know, always thinks to put it on the charger.
Yeah.
So I have turned around hundreds of times to get my phone, but I'm usually not that far away. Now that you ask, I would honestly do the math. If I can get to the appointment that I'm set to go to by turning around and getting it and then leaving it again, if I could still get to my appointment, I would go back at any distance. But if I'm going to be late to where I'm going, then I wouldn't turn around. So I guess it has to do with how early I left my house and if I could still be on time to wherever I was planning to go.
Yeah, I think for me, it depends how long I'm going to be out of my house. Like, if this is an all-day thing, bro, I'm not going all day without my phone. Like, I'm turning around 100%. I don't care if I have a doctor's appointment. I don't care if I'm meeting with the president. Like, I'll be late if I'm gonna be out all day. But bro, you'll go all day without even checking your phone. Like, that's just the way you are. You don't really care about your phone unless it's your wife or kids calling you.
You know, and that's the whole thing too. And Solana, you know me so well. We've worked together a long time. The only reason that I would have to have my phone is that my wife or my kid might need me. Like, bro, I don't get it. Like, I've done it before. Actually, it's happened recently where I've left the house and I'm with my wife and kids and we go somewhere and I don't have my phone. And my wife would be like, oh, you want to run and get it? I'm like, no, y'all are here. I don't need, like, anything else in the world. Y'all don't need to get in touch with me right now if my wife and kids aren't involved. And I honestly feel that way.
Yeah, bro, we've talked about it. I go 5 minutes without checking my phone and, like, I'm itching. Like, I am 100% that stereotypical young person who is attached to their phone. And I have no problem admitting it. It's just the reality. I'm with you, though. I get into the car, Crowder. The first thing I do is go plug in my phone. Because now you have the Bluetooth, but you can just plug right into pretty much any car and with like a charger cable, and you can play music off of it like that. And that's where I do the majority of my charging. I'm on the road all day. Got to drive an hour to work, an hour back home. Just plug my phone in, and you know, don't have to worry about never having battery on my phone.
And I would say 90% of my phone conversations happen over the Bluetooth in my truck.
Yeah.
I hate talking on the phone in my house because there's other things to do. I can be out and back fishing. Like, I could be doing like real life grown man stuff and not sitting around talking to people and tweeting and Instagramming. So, yeah, I use my phone more in the car than I do everywhere else. So, yeah, I've never been in a situation that I had to make this decision, because I usually get in there and plug my phone in within the first 5 minutes.
Crowder, I had like a come to moment like a couple weeks ago where I, you know, they always say you just start turning into your dad. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, no matter how hard you try, you'll just turn into your parents. And I had this moment where I got into my car and I just get in and I just start calling people now. Like, if I have to go driving to work, I'll just start get into the car, and the first thing I'll do is I'll just call anybody, my sister, to catch up. I'll call my aunt to catch up. And it's because my dad did that my entire life. He'd get into the car, he would just call people to check up on them, call family members, aunts, people in Uruguay, his sister, to check up on them. And I sat there, I'm like, holy bleep, I'm turning into my dad. Incredible. And that's like not what young people do. Like, we text everybody. But now I'm 28, I'm maturing. I like talking on the phone now, Crowder. Like, enough with the text. Let's just call people and get right to it.
Yes. It's called interacting with humans.
Yeah.
Live and not texting and all that crap. One thing I don't FaceTime though. You FaceTime me, it's a low chance I'm picking up that damn do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No chance, Jack. Call me. I'm a grown-up.
We had this phase where we were FaceTiming people on the show, and every time I've tried it with Hawk, he's ignored me. I've tried FaceTiming him the past couple days. He's ignored me. I'm going to try doing that in the 4 o'clock hour and see if Hawk answers. Just check up on him. Hawk's doing. Doing.
What's the point of you youngins wanting to talk, look at me while I'm talking? You're hearing my voice, a phone call. We've had phones since rotary phones. Yeah. Why do you need to look at me talk?
Nah, just facial expressions. You know what I mean? Like, there's something about it. FaceTiming is cool. Like, FaceTiming is incredible. I get to see you react, and I get to make sure you're actually paying attention. I call you, you're not paying attention, you're like half listening, you're doing other things. You can't do that on FaceTime. Yeah, somebody will call you out on it.
You know who FaceTimes all the time? Is Ryan Clark.
Yeah, he seems like a FaceTime kind of guy.
Oh,
like, that wastes no time. What's up, Crowder? What are you doing?
What up,
show
bro?
Me around.
Man, well, yeah, you laying down? What do you care what I'm doing? What is your question for the reason to call me? Where am I at? Am I laying down?
You don't sound like a catch up on the phone type of person. Like, you don't care what people are up to. Like, what do you have to talk to me about? What do you have to ask me? And let's get this transaction over with.
Yeah. Oh, no. My thing is, what up? I say it 100 times on the call. Hey. Hey, what up? Hey, man, how you doing? Man, I'm good. What up? Man, just hanging out. You know, I'm riding to work. Okay, cool. What up? What up means, why did you call me? Why did you call me?
Talk,
you
don't, man. Let's catch
no,
up.
No, don't ask me about my kids. They're fine. My wife
doing,
is
Crowder?
Fine. My family's fine. Everybody's fine.
But
what
are
do you
feeling?
Need to ask me?
How are you feeling, Crowder? You know, like, how are you? How are you?
My mental space?
Yeah. How are you?
I have a wife. Me and my wife talk about my mental space.
All right. Let's get to the next topic here. So we've been doing all these drive-through sports talk radio segments, right? We had Doug Plagans on in the last hour, but Doug Plagans a couple weeks ago from McDonald's to try the vanilla soft serve cone. We had Gino Toretta try the Mexican pizza a couple weeks ago live on the air. Everybody, Donovan Campbell at Pollo Tropical, just a ton of people have been coming on the show live from a drive-thru. And I've been thinking about this, Crowder. You get in the drive-thru, you order your food. You pay. You go to the second window to get your food, right? The worker who's working the window hands you the bag with your food. Now, my question is, you have to check if everything's in the bag, right? Especially if you're getting a ton of food. Do you check if everything is in the bag while you're still there parked at the window? Or do you drive a bit forward after collecting your bag and then check if everything's in the bag at the drive-thru stop?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
This is a great question because I believe there are literally two camps on this in the world.
Yeah.
There's the I'm going to hold up the entire line because I want to check, or let me try to get the process of everything going because I was the third car in line and now I'm the first car in line and I'm going to respect the third car in line. Yeah. I'm a guy that pulls up to that little long, the little long mouth garbage can, and I'll check up so that the person behind me can get to the window. But when you do have a problem with your order, to have to walk back inside and tell them, hey, you missed two junior bacon cheeseburgers, they look at you funny because they think you're trying to get over on them. Yeah. So I think there's a nice way and then there's an efficient way. I usually go with the nice direction.
Yeah, well, me too. Me too. I'm with you. But here's the way I look at it. If you sit there after the person has handed you this bag, right? Because that's the transaction. You've paid, now you wait for your food. You are supposed to trust the drive-thru and the people working there, the employees at the drive-thru, that they have handled your order properly. They have put all of your order into this bag. You are supposed to trust. That's the transaction. But none of us do. None of us trust the person handing us our food have the order correct, because it's happened way too many times where you get home and you're missing your fries, and nobody wants to get home and not have French fries because the person at the drive-thru forgot to put them in the bag. But it is awkward, right, Crowder? Because if you sit there, open up the bag and start pulling out, okay, this burger's here, this burger's here. Now the person who works there is a little uncomfortable because now they know you're acknowledging, I don't trust you to do your job properly.
Yeah, but let's be honest, this isn't a brain surgeon. They're usually just rolling through trying to figure this thing out as it goes along.
I don't know about that. Like, working in drive-thru, I understand they don't get compensated the same way a brain surgeon does. But, like, they understand the system better than anybody does. You know what I mean? Like, they understand their systems better than we do if we had just walked in to a restaurant and tried doing it ourselves. It's an uncomfortable... I'm just saying, you would agree, it's an uncomfortable... altercation. They hand you the bag and you don't move forward, now you're gonna check to make sure they did their job correctly. Like, if I'm their teacher, now let's make sure everything's in this bag. It's uncomfortable. If you just drive forward a little bit, it's like you trusted them, but then you're right, having to get out of your car and go back inside, nobody wants to do that either.
No. And they always think you're lying, but...
Yeah.
I would say it's more efficient to hurt the people's feelings on the other side of the window and sit and check than to have to ride up, park, get out your car, go walk inside and say, hey, you missed one of my large fries. But I usually go... I go with the latter. I always... I drive away. I try to make the line skipping. What about when they tell you to move up? Because they want to get their numbers, because they have that number that they get. They tell you, hey, go park in number 5. No, how about I sit here in the drive-thru because I drove through the drive-thru to get my food in the drive-thru. If I wanted to go park, I would have parked and I would have came inside. If I wanted to park, I would have came inside. I don't want to park after going through a drive-thru. That gets on my nerves.
Just the worst. Steven, you hate that too? You hate when they ask you to, can you pull up over there, park? We'll bring your food out to you.
And it's annoying because it's like, it's just me. Like, I understand if I have a lot of food, but I order like one thing. Why do I have to move up? Like, what are we doing
it's
here?
It's a number, Steven.
Yeah, I know.
They have a timer. I figured it out. They have a timer, and the faster that they get the cars out of that window, it makes them look good. And they manipulate the system by having you leave in a minute, and then they come bring your food 10 minutes later, but the timer's still clicking. They're not tricking me.
And then the three other cars that were behind you are already gone, and you're still waiting for your food. Yeah, I hate that.
If they hand you extra items, are you keeping them? Yeah, right? Like, if they hand you a soda, you didn't order a soda, you'll just, oh, thank you. Right,
out
like you're not gonna tell them, oh, I didn't order that.
out the gate, son. They can hand me a vampire burger, and I'm going to take it, even if I don't eat it. I'm not giving this back.
Jimmy, what about you? Quickly here, Jimmy. Are you a guy that'll check right in front of the drive-thru attendant, or are you just driving forward and hoping they got it right?
No, actually, I would park and then check.
Oh, okay. But then, again, you have to get out, right? Like, if they forgot something, now you have to get out, go inside, and Crowder's right. They think you're lying. They think you heard you hid the Big Mac under the car seat, and you went in to get another one.
No, I mean that's their problem, but I'll go inside.
Okay. All right.
That's their problem.
That's their... Jimmy. Nobody's messing with Jimmy.
Jimmy pulling the fast one.
Doctor.
Big man.
Yeah, but I'm honest about it.
That is... we ran out of time here. That is Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. We were at Twin Peaks yesterday, so we didn't have time to fit this in, but Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday... Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. Locations popping up all over South Florida. Make sure you check out your local Twin Peaks. And Hawk and Crowder will be live at Twin Peaks again, not next Tuesday, but a week after that. Every other Tuesday, the Hawkman and Crowder show is live at Twin Peaks in Davie. That is Talk About It Tuesday. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto
Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.